Back to the nuts and bolts of inspiring relationships. 11 ways inspiration inspires relationships. Inspiration creates in relationships by replacing giver-taker dispiritedness with giving and receiving. Inspiration, I, stands for invitation to giving and receiving. Inspiration inspires giving and receiving. What is giving but to give that which you already have, being that you have received it in inspiration's giving to you? Inspiration gives to us. We give inspiration away. Inspiration comes back to us. Giving and receiving are one and the same. Relationships are fertile ground for giving and receiving because they are one-to-one. It is with one-to-one giving and receiving that we experience our connectedness to ourself, one another, and to inspiration. In true giving and receiving, there is no sense of sacrifice, for we give from our inspired self, heart, mind, who is plentiful, and we receive plenty in return. There is nothing more calming to the soul, loving to the heart, mindful of the spirit, and peace-bringing to the body than giving and receiving from one's inspired self. Imagine a time when you gave from your inspired self. Maybe it was a smile or the willingness to notice someone's presence who you might have otherwise ignored, a glance, an opening of a door, a skip in your step, a cup of grace, a happy laugh, a gentle touch, pausing long enough to truly see someone, saying hello to someone you've never met, even a child, looking into a homeless man's face while giving and seeing the lightness of your souls, on and on, giving with no thoughts of how it might benefit you, no expectations of ever being paid back, no fear of sacrifice or interruption to your schedule. It is not the action that is the true giving. It is the way in which the action is done, for it is inspired. Inspired actions are miracles. Relationships are opportunities to extend and receive miracles. Let not another day go by without extending a miracle. Every miracle you extend is the difference you make in the world. Listen. Here is a major point. We can't give what we don't have. As I was waking up one morning, I heard deep in my inspiring self-heart-mind, "You must let me give to you before you can give to them." Until we are willing to receive the piece of inspiration, we truly have nothing to give. We may help out here and there, but wouldn't you rather be an inspired, inspiring helper? Is your giving wearing you out? Are you building up resentments about being the giver? Have you given and given until you feel you have nothing left to give? Are you asking, when is it my turn? Cubicle giving is the way most of us give. This is why our giving is so limited. Clearly, there is no shortage of anything in this world that anyone need be wanting for anything. Look around. Is this the case? Why is this the case, that so many of us are without basic needs or waiting in our wanting while not knowing what we really want? These are the signs of cubicle giving. What is it about our typical way of giving that seems to be constantly lacking, never enough? We cannot give what we do not have. What is it that I do not have? The peace and love of inspiration. Why is this? I have not paused for a moment to be willing to receive it. Ask and you shall receive. Oh, it's there waiting for us to receive it. There is nothing special we have to accomplish to earn it or become worthy enough to receive it. Yet we do have to be willing to receive this peace and love. Someday when you get tired enough, confused enough, doubtful enough, or just enough, you will see that even though you may have had good cubicle intentions, you have been either 1, giving from your cubicle self, or 2, not giving because you felt you had nothing to give, or 3, not giving because you were afraid of running out. You are not alone in these common cubicle giving experiences. Good news! The spirit of peace and helpfulness is ready for you to be willing to receive all of the love and peace and help you will ever need, and all of the love and peace and help that you will ever need to give. More good news. Giving happens naturally as you are willing to receive all that inspiration wants to give you. The giving begins when your receiving begins. Extra, extra, read all about it. People are reporting that giving is naturally happening in their presence and it is bringing with it great bouts of joy. We are happy to report that the giving rate is on the increase. People are giving in unthinkable ways without even having planned to do so. People are giving without even being aware that they are giving. But a quiet inner peace is coming over their hearts and pervading the universe in ways we have never imagined. Where there was once suffering, now we find contentment. Where once there was pain, now we see hope. Where sorrow prevailed, now an unexplainable peace is filling the air. How do we receive the peace of inspiration? Pause regularly. Say, I am willing to receive the peace of inspiration. Take a quiet moment. Trust you are receiving. Remember, ask and you shall receive. Repeat often. You will be amazed watching the wrinkles in your day getting smoothed out and things that used to be problematic have disappeared. Watch for the expansion of the desire for peace and the desire to share this peace in your inspired heart. See people smiling at you like they never did before, and you smiling like you never did before. Be a witness to the simplicity of love. Be truly helpful by receiving. It is in receiving the peace of inspiration that we truly have something to give. Enjoy. Practice experiencing giving and receiving in your relationships. Pause. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration. Being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, movement, gesture, or sound may help you to connect. Take one grievance you are holding towards someone that is blocking your giving and receiving. Observe your thoughts around this grievance. Observe your thoughts around giving and receiving. Feel the feelings around this grievance and the feelings around giving and receiving. Be aware of inspiration's presence. Let your thoughts and feelings flow into this presence. Ask your inspiring self, heart, mind, how would you have me give and receive? Listen. Give thanks. You have accepted your invitation to giving and receiving.